stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Now, RJ has just left the studio as he's now off to another car event, actually up near Hartford, Connecticut. It is Destination Spotlight time, as we said before the break, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, and well-traveled, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, packed like a pro, as Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you.
Our Travel Pro is packed, ready to go, as we're off to Nashville after the show, as I mentioned earlier. Platinum Elite is what we travel with. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence. It's affordable. It will last. Go enjoy all the savings as a show fan at TravelPro.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're about to feature one of our favorite locations to travel. It's located in the 10th state in our nation. Virginia Beach is in our showcase today, where this show is being heard on AM 790 WNIS Radio. Joining us for the conversation is their CVB director, Nancy Hellman.
Hello, Nancy. Nice to have you here for America's number one travel radio show today.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
We are well. Thanks very much. Appreciate having you aboard with us. So want to get right into this. You know, the eastern seaboard of the United States, Mary and I say this all the time, it is blessed with some terrific beaches. There are a number of excellent boardwalks that we've enjoyed over the years. Virginia Beach takes a backseat to no one. One of the things we appreciate about your three-mile-plus boardwalk there, it's made of cement, not wood. When those storms eventually make it to the area on the East Coast that we know about, the boardwalk doesn't float out to sea. So I know you've lived in the area a long time. You're raising your kids there. We've got a large number of listeners tuned in your area right now. But for the purpose of this question, I want you to talk to the country and explain to them what a visit to Virginia Beach will give them.
Well, good morning, everyone, and good morning to all the listeners around the country. Greetings from Virginia Beach. And to all of the special vacation dreamers and planners out there, we're looking forward to welcoming you to our destination. So we hope that you pick Virginia Beach, and after some of the things you hear, we hope we're the top of your list. So you're absolutely right. Our Virginia Beach Boardwalk is a really special place. It's 3.5 miles long. It's concrete, which makes it a great place to walk, stroll, your steps from the oceanfront, your steps from your hotel, your steps from some of the best seafood in the entire country. So all of the creature comforts that a vacationer would like to have for adventure and for relaxation are right at your fingertips.
Nancy, as we think about Labor Day weekend coming next weekend, certainly the beach and the boardwalk are top draws for Virginia Beach. And Robert and I were actually married in your state, so we've always had a special place in our hearts for the state, in particular for the Williamsburg, Norfolk, Virginia Beach areas. So a gem that I want to point out is First Landing State Park. And if our listeners don't know, it's where the Jamestown colonists first landed back in 1607. But I think it's a great place to picnic, swim, even camp. Do you ever go there and bring visitors there?
Yeah.
Well, actually, First Landing State Park is a really special place, and we're so fortunate that it's in Virginia Beach, and it's nestled right along the Chesapeake Bay. And in Virginia Beach, we have three distinctive beach locations: the Chesapeake Bay, our main oceanfront, Virginia Beach oceanfront, and Sandbridge Beach. And the Chesapeake Bay is extra special because I think it's a great place for families. The waves are small. The sand is soft. It's a great place to spend an entire day with your family. And like I said, First Landing State Park is really nestled right there. If you're a camper, you're welcome to make reservations and camp right on the beach, right on site. And if you're a hiker or a biker, your day will be the most excellent day exploring the trails.
Yeah, it's a great area to bike, no question. You know, certainly having the naval presence over in Norfolk to your west probably helps this. And I say that because the Military Aviation Museum is absolutely worth a visit. I know there's an admission fee. At this point, I don't recall what it was. But I'd have to say that that's got to be a top destination or draw when folks visit Virginia Beach. And you can even go fly in the old warbirds.
You absolutely can, and it is such a cool place. And if you come to Virginia Beach, I would highly recommend it. It's a great place to stop for the day. You can take a flight. You can watch planes come land. You can explore the museum. It's a really cool thing to do, and it really ties in well to some of our other aviation activities, like our Oceana Air Show that happens each fall. And it's a really, when you come to Virginia Beach, you really get to experience from the air and from the land and from the sea. So we're super lucky.
Nancy, we're going to be focused on fall, believe it or not, soon. And before you know it, we'll be into the winter months. We know you have a lot of festivals and events that go on, including around the holidays. Anything you want to point out for Halloween or maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Yeah, I would say Virginia Beach is really a year-round destination. It really is. Like, sometimes when people think of a beach community, they think you're only open in the summertime, and then you roll up the sand and you close the door and you're closed for business. And that's just not us in Virginia Beach. The fall is a really great time to come to Virginia Beach. We have amazing music festivals. Pharrell Williams, one of our local Talents, that is obviously a worldwide theme, hosts his Something in the Water Festival in Virginia Beach in October. Halloween's an excellent time to come to Virginia Beach, and if you're an athlete or just a fitness fan, the Wicked 10K is a Halloween-themed run. Mm-hmm. It takes place every Halloween weekend where runners run in costume, and even if you don't like to run or you're not a runner, mm-hmm. coming to watch that is certainly a spectacle.
Oh, fun.
The holiday season is awesome with our holiday lights right on the beach. Cars who can't drive on the boardwalk all year long get open access to drive on the boardwalk and drive through our holiday activations, our lights.
It's very enticing. All right, we got 10 seconds on this. So give us something first-time travelers coming to Virginia Beach must experience to say they've actually been there. What is it?
Toes in the water, feet in the sand, seafood in your stomach.
Boy, love it.
That's great. All right,
Nancy, that was great.
Really appreciate you joining us and being part of our August 24th show. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels any time of the year. Visit virginiabeach.com. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, guys. Come see us.
We will. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there goes Nancy, Virginia Beach. It is a place that we love. You got to go experience that. When you do, share your comments with us. We always
seafood
like to
seafood and toes in the sand.
That's a wrap for Hour 1 this week. We'll kick off Hour 2 in about 7 minutes, talking most fun states in America. Is yours there? Well, you're going to find out. Another 60 minutes of the show is going to begin after this top of the hour break. Thanks for listening wherever, however you are today. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.